What up? I know, not normally in this spot, not normally here at all, but just got home and had to feed the cats and let the dog out. Pretty tired, but I gotta go see the dentist today and have a discussion with them. I got some videos I need to create. Not just one, not just two, probably like four of them. I still need to buy my youngest PC case because the one he has is too small, and it won't fit the stuff that I want to put in there, so I want to do that. Need to get another power supply. So, quite a few things I need to do. But the videos I need to edit are there. I just need to take the clips and put them together and add some magic, and boom. Also, I do gotta take Jordan to the school and go through some shooting with him. He said he wanted to, so glad he kind of agreed to wanting to do that. I don't know how long I'll be doing it, because I'm gonna be tired. Probably get like an hour's nap or something, but yeah, I don't know how long I'll be there, but hopefully I'm able to have enough energy to make it home and then do a couple things and have my full day off tomorrow. So yeah, just one of those weeks. I'm super tired. I only had 3 days this week, but it just feels like I've done a lot more. Going to the chiropractor and the acupuncture I don't want to say like taking a toll on me or anything like that, because I really don't know how to gauge it. I've never done it before, so like it's just new. And with doing the cracking of my back, which is just my back, it's not anything else, it feels like, I mean, it does its job then, but when I go back to work, it's like it's like it goes back to maybe not the full extent of what it normally is, but it still goes back to not feeling well. So, you know, it's just something I'm working at, having to, as my doctor put it, build more core strength, lose more weight, you know, do things that will benefit me while I'm home, you know, stretching, exercising, that stuff. And hopefully I'm able to get to where I want to be, which is certainly not even close to where I'm at right now. Like, I want to be able to take days and go with my kids and, you know, actually like play with them at full speed, full contact, and, you know, not have to worry about issues that might arise, or worrying about if I hurt myself, I won't be able to go to work, and, you know, I can't do any of that. So it's a daunting task. It really is. Not being able to do things that I want to do is not a great feeling, but that's why, you know, on my days off, I'll take that time, even if it doesn't feel the best. I'll have to take that time for myself and not just do the things that I need to do, but do the things that I don't want to do, the things that will help me. And that's, you know, like I said, the exercising and stuff. I can't just do the same ones all the time. I do have to change them up because, you know, you have lots of different muscles in your core and shoulder, back, all that stuff. So I've got to do different things, and hopefully I can incorporate my kids doing that. So yeah, I try to hope for the best. It doesn't always work out because, you know, they want to do their own thing, and that's the best thing about, you know, for them being a kid, they do have all these options, and as long as they're doing something to try to take advantage of the time that they have, you know, it doesn't really matter honestly what it is. But I just hope that they're going, you know, 100% and not just halfway. And I think they do that. I think they go or try to go well above that with just about anything that they are tasked or want to do. So I don't really have to worry too much with their ambition. Theirs are pretty high up there, and with confidence, that's something that I never ever have to like instill, because me being me, I guess that it rubs off on them. But them being who they are on an everyday basis makes a big difference when things come up and they have to, you know, make that decision whether or not that's, you know, the best thing for them going forward. Nothing in general, of course, but just speaking on those terms. So anyways, I'm gonna go take a nap, upload this video, and start my weekend. I hope you have a great week. I really, really do. I hope your weekend's awesome. And if you can, at least 5 to 10 minutes of your whole weekend or day, take time to challenge yourself, better yourself, even take care of yourself. It's pretty easy. Little steps. Anyways, have fun.